Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, happy Sunday. Royals win the finale and salvage one from Colorado. They shut down the Rockies and win by a final count of 2-0. Royals shut out the opponent for the second time in a week. Their third shutout of the season. And boy, oh boy, how nice was that, ladies and gentlemen. How enjoyable was that to watch this Royals pitching staff go out there and carve up that Colorado offense? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Brady Singer picks up the win, his team-leading fourth win of the season. He spins 5 2/3 innings, scoreless baseball, five-hit baseball, no-walk baseball. Seven strikeouts from Brady Singer, and now, ladies and gentlemen, looking at the past two games, Daniel Lynch and Brady Singer combined to throw 10 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball, if I could be honest, scoreless baseball from Daniel Lynch and Brady Singer. 14 strikeouts and one walk between the two of them, spanning more than 10 innings of work. I don't know if there's anything to be more excited about pertaining to this Royals ball club than what you've seen over the past 24, 30 hours from Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch. Again, the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. If you're going to win one, win the finale. Win on Sunday. Let's start the work week off right. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. But before we get you involved with the show, let me congratulate Brady Singer for his fourth win of the season. Just talking about his 5 2/3 innings of five-hit baseball. Brady joins us now on the postgame show following this 2-0 win. And Brady, before we heap praise on you, how about you heap some praise on that bullpen as Clark, Chapman, and Barlow keep that goose egg on the board?
Hey, guys, you hear me? Sorry, I'm coming out of the clubhouse.
I got you, Brady. How about the job that the bullpen did to secure that shutout win for the boys in blue?
I mean, they've been unbelievable. I mean, Clarkie coming in there and getting that out after, you know, I came out there. And, you know, obviously we know about Chapman. He's been incredible. So much fun to watch. Absolutely electric arm. Anybody throwing 102, you know, obviously they're excited to watch. But he's done an incredible job. And then watching Scotty do his thing, you know, I feel like I've watched this for a long time. And he's, you know, still doing it, having an incredible year. And it's just so much fun to hand the game off to those guys there and watch them do their thing.
Brady, 7 strikeouts, 6 of them coming with the slider, which looked as good as it has really all season. Did it feel that good? What was different, if anything?
Yeah, really good. I mean, seeing some swing and miss there was, you know, something I've been looking for kind of all season. So it was really good to be able to put away some guys with that pitch there. And, you know, the sinker was working as well. So, you know, being able to have both those pitches today helped me a lot.
Brady, I've talked a lot about you taking the ball after the team's lost a few games in a row. You've been put in that spot quite a bit since the start of last season. How do you go about blocking out the negativity from fans, media, even the losses as they mount up? How do you go about blocking that out and just focusing on what you need to do?
Yeah, I think that's just the biggest thing is the focus there. You know, obviously trying to put a, you know, put a stop to the skid there. So I think the focus, you know, just goes up another level. You know, obviously, you know, just trying to get a win there, trying to do whatever I can, no matter if, you know, I got my stuff or not that day, just trying to get deep in the game, do whatever I can to, you know, keep runs off the board.
Does it ever feel like a burden when we turn to you and say, Brady, we need you once again to stop the skid?
No, absolutely not. No, I love it. You know, I love kind of being in that situation. Obviously, don't love, you know, losing games there, but, you know, turning the ball over to me and, you know, having that focus go up and, you know, just bring some more adrenaline, you know, as well. So I love it.
Well, Brady, great job today. Enjoy the flight to Miami. We can't wait to see you when you take on the Orioles in Baltimore. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Brady Singer joining us here following the Royals 2-0 win. They salvage one against the Rockies. Look, talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show. This was one where I felt very comfortable looking directly at Brady Singer and saying, you need to lead us. Now, I know that Salvi's a possible future Hall of Famer. We've talked a lot about the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. We talked a lot yesterday about Bobby Witt Jr. I was expecting a big bounce back from the 22-year-old today. We talk a lot about these young hitters. And I often bring up that statistic that I just mentioned with Brady Singer, right? That 27 of his last 37 starts have come on the heels of a Royals loss. I can't tell you how many times I've sat right here and said, well, here we go again, another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game losing streak, and it's up to Brady Singer to end it. Oftentimes, I think they're doing a disservice to Brady, but I thought today was his day. Today's one of those days, because I know Brady wasn't happy with his performances over his first 11 outings. Now, he's had moments. He's had quality outings in the past. He's had, right, the last quality start, the last 3 quality starts from this rotation. So, not knocking his season, but the numbers are not reflective of the type of pitcher that you and I know Brady Singer to be. So, with that being the case, it was about time that we, as a fan base, looked to Brady Singer and said, not just do we need you to stop the skid, we need you to lead the way. One of those classic pitcher's duels where you go to your ace and you say, and in this case, it's Brady Singer, Brady, I don't care what that other pitcher does, I need you to top him. He throws a one-hitter, I need you to throw a no-hitter. No matter what he does, I need you to be better. And that's exactly what Brady Singer did today. Brady didn't blink. Kyle Freeland did. Credit to Michael Massey. Look, guys, I understand it's a 2-0 win, but how many times have you and I sat here and the Royals lose this game 1-0? 2-1, because they can't get that big two-out hit. Well, Michael Massey came through with that 2-out hit in the 5th inning to give the Royals a 1-0 lead. Mikel Garcia makes it a 2-run cushion with his opposite field blast in the 8th inning. And then the bullpen, as Brady laid out, just continues to roll. Taylor Clark, 13 consecutive scoreless appearances. Aroldis Chapman scaring everybody in the building as he broods over those Rockies hitters after punching out McMahon to finish off a clean 10-pitch 8th inning. And then Scott Barlow, as Brady said, he's been doing this for years, locking it down, picking up the 50th save of his terrific Royals career. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I want to get you guys involved, and I want you to answer this question for me. Thanks again to Brady Singer for joining us. But I'm thinking as I'm watching this game, and I'm, if you've listened to this show, you know what kind of fan I am of Brady Singer. Not just the ball player, but the mentality, the competitor, the winner that Brady Singer is. Big fan of his. So as he's out there putting up zeros, working around leadoff hits in the second, in the third, working around one-out hits in the first and the fourth, as I'm watching him continue to put zeros on the board, I'm thinking to myself, is Brady the most important Royal moving forward? And I'm not trying to pit these guys against one another, because as we all learned in 14 and 15, it takes all 25. It takes all 26 guys. Everyone is going to contribute if you're going to have a special summer. But if you're giving me your top three Royals, as we look ahead for the rest of this season, 2024, 5, and 6, who are the top three? Who are those three players that you point to and say, if we can get good X, Y, and Z, this franchise is going to be in a very good spot? I got my top three. I'll give them to you in a moment, but I want to hear from you because there are just so many choices. I think you already know, Brady and Daniel Lynch are certainly going to be in mine. But then you got Nick Prado, who can we quickly tip our cap to the 24-year-old? Yeah, 1-for-3 today, leading off once again, getting a knock off a lefty again. But man, does he just have a good feel for the game. We all know how good he is defensively at first base, but did you watch him play the caroms out there in left field? This guy is a first baseman, and he just looks very, I don't think comfortable is the word. He has great baseball instincts, it feels like to me. Defensively, he just has a very good feel out there. But Nick Prado, Bobby Witt Jr., the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey, who had the big knock today, MJ Melendez, who scored what turned out to be the game-winning run, Drew Waters, who comes in as a defensive replacement, Michael Garcia, who hits his first big league home run. There are so many 25 and under hitters that, shoot, your 1-2-3 could consist solely of offensive weapons. I'd love to hear your gold, silver, and bronze. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We'll get to your calls right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
0-2 and a breaking ball is a solo liner in the right field for a base hit. Here comes MJ around third. He'll come in and score. And Michael Massey drives in the first run of the day.
That's all the Royals would need because the pitching was on point. Royals win 2-0, their second shutout in a week. And now that's going to be a very happy flight. Well, if I can give you my opinion, it was always going to be a somewhat happy flight because you're going to Miami and it's not even 4:30. So what, they get there 8:30 tonight Eastern time? South Beach? Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fun plane ride. Oh, and they won? Okay, yeah. Enjoy it, boys. Enjoy being in the big leagues. As Mike Moustakas told you on Friday, we know you want to perform at a high level. You want to do so well for yourself, for your family, for everyone that believes in you, and for your teammates. But don't forget, you're living your dream right now. You're in the big leagues. Enjoy that flight to Miami. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Michael Massey's RBI, two outs. RBI knock in the fifth, put the Royals up 1-0. Michael Garcia goes to right center field, 414 feet for his first big league home run, and a very warm moment as he celebrates that home run with, I mean, all I can describe it is as a childlike grin. Smiling ear to ear, his first big league home run. Congratulations to the 23-year-old Michael Garcia. And congratulations to the Royals, Royals fans. It's always nice when they win and the sun's out and we're starting the work week. So when you listen to Fesco in the morning tomorrow morning, it's going to be at least positivity talking about the Royals coming off a win. Back-to-back solid outings from homegrown pitchers that are under team control for still a few years. Now, that was, without question, the story of the game, the pitching. Clark, Chapman, Barlow shutting it down, getting those final 10 outs. And again, defensively today, nothing spectacular. I don't have any game notes. My game notes is always presented by Jay Southland Tow Service. You know, nothing really jumping off the page to me defensively. And that's good. Because that means they made all the routine plays. And they made the routine plays look routine. That's what winning teams do. Offensively, there wasn't an explosion today. But again, you get the big hit. You get the two-out knock. 913-586-7610. Honestly, the only thing I have written down as far as a game note highlight from this one, and I know they do this all the time at Kauffman, I love it every time, but today was awesome. The Lion King ceremony where they all, you know, hold up a baby. Right at the very end, there was a gentleman at the game today that had, I don't know, I mean, this, I'm not a newborn, but I mean, I can't imagine that baby was much older than 2 months. Beautiful thing, but man, that was a heartwarming moment as well. Maybe it was just because the Royals were leading the entire game. I was smiling, having a good time. I hope you were as well. So I asked you going into the break, who are your top three Royals, the most important players to this organization moving forward? I'll get to your, I want to hear from you, of course, again, 913-586-7610, in order, Brady Singer, Daniel Lynch, Bobby Witt Jr. That's how I divvy it out. It's not to knock anyone else, of course. We all know the importance of Prado and Pasquantino. Melendez and Massey and Michael, no doubt. Drew Waters, Chris Bubich's return, sure. But I say Brady Singer number one because last year Brady was win day. Brady was the one game that these young hitters a season ago knew if we can just scratch across a run or two, Brady's going to do enough to hold it up. Now, oftentimes last year and even this season, a majority of this season, those young hitters drive to the ballpark knowing if I don't put six runs on the board, we're going to lose. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot to put on the shoulders of 22, 23, 24-year-olds. But last season, Brady was that respite. Brady was the guy that allowed you to exhale, maybe roll the windows down on the drive to Kauffman Stadium, turn the music up a little bit, didn't have to lock in at noon because you had to drop a six spot on the opposition in order to shake hands at the end of the night. So Brady returning to form, being that win day pitcher, to me is number one on the list, followed by Daniel Lynch. Because Daniel Lynch has the ability to alleviate some of the pressure that has been on Brady's shoulders for the better part of a year and a half now. I've sat here so many times and talked about our lonely eyes turning to Brady Singer, or help us, Brady Singer, you're our only hope, or it's a four straight, three-game losing streak, a six-game losing streak, and Brady's got to be the one to stop it. Daniel Lynch has the opportunity and the ability to take some of that pressure from Brady and put it on his shoulders. We can carry this rotation together. Brady really hasn't had a running mate like that since Danny Duffy was healthy in 2020. And that was only a short moment in time. So to have a true 1-2 in the rotation, because as we all know, nothing matters if you can't pitch. So yeah, I'm going to begin with a pair of pitchers, Brady and Daniel 1-2, and then Bobby Witt Jr. Athletically, 5-tool, talent-wise, he's the best player. And to me, even if he is younger than Vinny and Prado and MJ and Michael and Massey, even if he is the youngest Royal still, everyone watches him. His teammates all watch him. His teammates all pull for him. I'm not saying he's the leader. He's certainly not the vocal leader. As far as work ethic, I don't know anyone that can really touch Bobby Witt Jr. Sure, Salvi. A lot of guys work hard. I'm not going to say anybody works harder than Bobby Witt Jr. So yeah, I'll put him at number three because I think his body language is so very important, which is why I was so, so impressed with the way that he handled himself last night. We didn't get a chance to hear it on the postgame show, but I read Annie Rogers of MLB.com, read her article, her gamer from yesterday's loss. And I don't know many 22-year-olds that take the loss, own the loss, own the mistakes that he made with the chest out, head held high, speaking confidently to the media. I may have been more impressed with Bobby Witt Jr.'s postgame yesterday than anything I've seen from him since I first laid eyes on him after they drafted him in 2019. Very impressed with the young man last night, and that to me is, even though he's not a vocal leader, everyone watches Bobby Witt Jr., so when he carries himself with winning body language, as he always does, even after the error, even after getting picked off in back-to-back games, still carries himself like a winner. Don't see those shoulders hanging, that head hanging, don't see any poor body language from him, as he's now 10 days away from his 23rd birthday. So Brady, Daniel, and Bobby is how I would stack it up 1, 2, 3. How about you? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're hitting the leadoff today. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up? Well, good pitching performance today from Brady Singer. Very impressed in Brady Singer today in his 5 2/3. I was hoping you could go and get that quality start, but they ended up taking it out. That's a shame, but still a really good outing and getting the win today for Brady Singer's 4th win of the season. And to answer your question, yeah. I think I agree with your list. That was my list, what I was thinking about when before you said your list, was Singer, Lynch, and Witt. I feel like here in a couple of years, Bobby Witt will become the face of this franchise over Salvador Perez when he retires.
Well, I think thanks for the phone call, Ty. Salvi is a long way away, knock on wood, a long way away from retirement. But to your point, I agree that Bobby will become the face because I don't think Salvi finishes his career here. But that's just because Salvi, to me, is a guy that you're going to have to tear the jersey off of. I think Salvi plays at least another 5-6 years, maybe hangs on a little bit longer, accumulates more stats. I mean, the accumulate stats makes it seem as if he's doing it for the wrong reasons. You know the guy loves baseball, and I ain't got to explain that to you. I hope he stays here forever. I hope he's a Royal for life. I just don't know how realistic that is in today's baseball landscape. Thanks for the phone call, Ty. You mentioned Matt Cotrero's decision to pull Brady Singer at 95 pitches. I always manage along with the game or try to. It's so difficult. Oh, my gosh. But I try to. And that's exactly what I would have done. I didn't want Singer to face Jones a third time. Gave up singles to center both times in the first two meetings. So, no, I'm not giving him a third look. I thought Matt Cotrero handled that pitching staff perfectly today. Job well done to Q and the rest of the coaching staff. Royals win 2-0. The record is now 18-41. If you missed it, Brady Singer joined us to open up the show. Thanks to the Royals for accommodating that and coordinating that and getting Brady on the air. Text line's loving it, as they should. It's nice to hear from the Royals on the show, calling us up here on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. From the 913, Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, Brady looked great. Good game for a lazy Sunday, according to Denny. The interview with Singer was sweet. Yeah, he's from the 816. Vern, I'm excited to hear you excited. I'm excited to be excited. Joey in Grand Valley, happy with Brady Singer, happy to hear him. Yeah, thanks to Sam Mellinger and the Kansas City Royals for hooking that up. Hopefully the Royals continue to win. We'll continue to get players on after each and every one of these Ws. Royals are 18-41 on the season. They look to pick up win number 19 tomorrow in Miami. Royals opening up a 3-game set in South Beach starting tomorrow afternoon right here on 610 Sports Radio. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Left-handers, 2-2 pitch. Change up, lifted to center field, pretty well hit. Back goes Doyle, leaps, and gone.
Famer Denny Matthews bringing you the first career home run from Michael Garcia. Interesting note, sitting up here in the press box, Royals lead 1-0 at that point in the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth inning. Annie Rogers, the great writer for MLB.com, says, Vern, I'm not, boy, one run would be real nice right here. Don't feel comfortable with the way things are right now. Boy, Vern, I would really like if the Royals, home run. So I don't know if that counts as her calling it, but shout out Annie Rogers. Royals win 2-0 and now take a very happy flight to Miami. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. It's 913-586-7610. Special thanks for all the support for all these games here at the K. Special thanks to Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, dang, that was great hearing from Brady Singer after the game. He's an excellent listen. Thank you. Yeah, no, again, thank the Royals for setting that up. Nice to have the, in my opinion, most important Royal moving forward. It was nice to have him to open up the show as he picks up his team-leading fourth win. Royals shut out the Rockies again, winning by a final count of 2-0. And how about this? It's just the fourth time in franchise history Royals pitching records at least 14 strikeouts without issuing a single walk. Brady Singer punches out 7 in 5 2/3. Taylor Clark strikes out 2 of the 5 batters he faces. Aroldis Chapman strikes out 2 of the 3 batters he faces, putting McMahon away with a 102.4 mile per hour fastball. And then Scott Barlow just strikes out 3 to finish off his 50th career save. Ties Mike McDougal for 8th most in Royals franchise history. 14 strikeouts and not a single walk. It's only happened 3 other times in franchise history. And as you would guess, they've all been fairly recent, all in the past decade and a half, as strikeouts go up. Happened once in 2019, 2013, and the first time it happened, September of 2011. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. I'm asking you, as I gave you my list, Brady, Lynch, Bobby Witt Jr., who are the 3 most important Royals, in your opinion, moving forward? From the 913, Vern, the 3 most important guys are not even in the organization yet. I wonder, do you mean draft or free agency? Because then, you know, that's... because if you're saying draft, you're saying that it's going to be rough for a while. And if you're saying that the Royals are about to draft the 3 most important players, that's not great. But if you're saying the 3 most important players are going to be free agents, okay, maybe. Combination of both? I don't know. I don't see how you get there. I know I brought up 2012 a lot and what that front office did to acquire Jeremy Guthrie and Irvin Santana and James Shields. But respectfully, I don't think those were the 3 most important Royals on that 2013 team. Maybe they were. I mean, they did each give you 200 innings. Okay, you know what? 913, yeah, you got a point. If JJ can bring in 3 starting pitchers that give you 200 innings, sure, then you're right. John in Mission writes in, Fern just got back from the ballpark. Like you, I'm always looking for when Brady's pitching. My top 3 would be Brady Singer, Vinny Pasquantino, and Bobby Witt Jr. Vern, I'm loving, by the way, how MJ Melendez has been coming around as well. Yeah, John, MJ today 1-for-3 with that 1-out double to right field. I don't know, did that bounce off of the second baseman's foot? Did he literally boot it? Nonetheless, it came off the bat at 97 miles per hour. Okay, so it wasn't a missile, but it was stung by MJ, like most baseballs are when it comes to Melendez. Okay, so Brady, Vinny, Bobby. I don't know if there are. I don't believe that there's going to be a wrong answer. And you're not going to catch me saying anything negative about the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. 0-for-3 today. But much like I haven't sweat or never sweated the early season struggles of Brady Singer, I'm not sweating whatever you call the past few weeks for Vinny Pasquantino. You know, of the homegrown talent, you know, excluding Greinke and Salvi, excluding Hall of Famers or veterans, I don't know if there are two players on this team I have more confidence in, more so than Brady Singer and Vinny Pasquantino. I had a great talk with Vinny earlier today. Had to get his thoughts on the faking confidence and how difficult that is at the big league level. I could talk baseball with that young man all day. From the 816, Vern, what are your thoughts on whether or not the Royals will keep Bobby Witt Jr. long term? Well, man, that's still pretty far away, right? We got at least 4 more years of team control when it comes to Bobby. Listen, of course they would love to keep him. There's no doubt. I don't think he's going to sign an extension when his current numbers don't reflect the type of player that I believe he is, and that I think, I know he believes he is, and I imagine the people around him believe him to be. So if he becomes the player that many of us expect him to, 800 OPS type of player, can the Royals afford that? The answer is yes. I believe they can afford that, especially with the new stadium coming down the pike. It really comes down, in my opinion, to... that's just so far away, because I don't want to put it on the organization right now. I don't want to put it on Bobby Witt Jr. right now. I feel comfortable saying this. The time isn't right for an extension. I can't imagine Bobby would sign the type of deal that the Royals should offer. Not that you're going to embarrass the kid and lowball him to where he is agitated, but I don't think it would be... I don't believe it to be proper to offer him that Julio Rodriguez contract right now. And if I'm him, if I'm his old man, if I'm anyone in his camp, I'm starting with Julio Rodriguez. And if you're not willing to offer that right now, I understand. But we believe Bobby to be even better. So there's a long way to go, another four-plus seasons when it comes to the soon-to-be 23-year-old. And who knows? Again, Brady and Lynch, if they become the top two in this rotation, if you can go out and make a trade, make a free agent signing, if you can improve this rotation, if you can put a winner on the field next year and start to build something and win, maybe he becomes this generation's Eric Hosmer, where you go, yeah, your numbers are good, maybe not extraordinary, but your clubhouse presence, the face that you are of this franchise, you are the total package. You check all the boxes. Here's a 9-figure deal. They offered that to Eric Hosmer. He took more to go elsewhere. And Bobby will likely have a similar offer and a similar option. Thanks for listening. Text line's always open for you. The Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, if you are driving to the K feeling good with the windows down, what song is playing on your car stereo? Signed, Stefan. Well, it's not normally driving to. It's normally driving from. Like today, driving home. I'm a radio guy, as you would assume. So I'm, and my car's very, very old. So I'm at the mercy of whatever is on the radio. But the first name that comes to my mind is normally, you want me smiling, you want me moving. Give me some Michael Jackson on the way home. Give me some Prince on the way home. That'll get me going. But yeah, there's some great classic rock stations. There's some terrific rock stations and a pair of very good hip-hop stations as well. So I'll find that song that'll get me going, Stefan. Don't you worry about it. Stefan continues to write, Vern, I realize the Rockies lineup isn't exactly murderer's row, but as mentioned, One important storyline this weekend has been the quality of Royal starting pitching. Lyles, Lynch, and Singer all delivered very solid performances, and it's absolutely something to build on moving forward. Signed, Stefan. Yeah, great stuff, man. Always appreciate you listening. From the 913, Vern with the Miami Marlins, waiting for the Royals to arrive, is Lou.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Left-handers, 2-2 pitch. Change up, lifted to center field, pretty well hit. Back goes Doyle, leaps, and gone.
Famer Denny Matthews bringing you the first career home run from Mikel Garcia. Interesting note, sitting up here in the press box, Royals lead 1-0 at that point in the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth inning. Annie Rogers, the great writer for MLB.com, says, Vern, I'm not, boy, one run would be real nice right here. Don't feel comfortable with the way things are right now. Boy, Vern, I would really like if the Royals, home run. So I don't know if that counts as her calling it, but shout out Annie Rogers. Royals win 2-0 and now take a very happy flight to Miami. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Special thanks for all the support for all these games here at the K. Special thanks to Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, dang, that was great hearing from Brady Singer after the game. He's an excellent listen. Thank you. Yeah, no, again, thank the Royals for setting that up. Nice to have the, in my opinion, most important Royal moving forward. It was nice to have him to open up the show as he picks up his team-leading fourth win. Royals shut out the Rockies again, winning by a final count of 2-0. And how about this? It's just the fourth time in franchise history Royals pitching records at least 14 strikeouts without issuing a single walk. Brady Singer punches out 7 in 5 2/3. Taylor Clark strikes out two of the five batters he faces. Aroldis Chapman strikes out two of the three batters he faces, putting McMahon away with a 102.4 mile per hour fastball. And then Scott Barlow just strikes out three to finish off his 50th career save. Ties Mike McDougal for eighth most in Royals franchise history. 14 strikeouts and not a single walk. It's only happened three other times in franchise history, and as you would guess, they've all been fairly recent, all in the past decade and a half, as strikeouts go up. Happened once in 2019, 2013, and the first time it happened, September of 2011. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. I'm asking you, as I gave you my list, Brady, Lynch, Bobby Witt Jr., who are the three most important Royals, in your opinion, moving forward? From the 913, Vern, the three most important guys are not even in the organization yet. Now, I wonder, do you mean draft or free agency? Because then, you know, that's... Because if you're saying draft, you're saying that it's going to be rough for a while. And if you're saying that the Royals are about to draft the three most important players, that's not great. But if you're saying the three most important players are going to be free agents, okay, maybe. Combination of both? I don't know. I don't see how you get there. I know I brought up 2012 a lot and what that front office did to acquire Jeremy Guthrie and Irvin Santana and James Shields. But respectfully, I don't think those were the three most important Royals on that 2013 team. Maybe they were. I mean, they did each give you 200 innings. Okay, you know what? 913, yeah, you got a point. If JJ can bring in three starting pitchers that give you 200 innings, sure, then you're right. John in Mission writes in, Fern just got back from the ballpark. Like you, I'm always looking for when Brady's pitching. My top three would be Brady Singer, Vinny Pasquantino, and Bobby Witt Jr. Vern, I'm loving, by the way, how MJ Melendez has been coming around as well. Yeah, John, MJ today, 1-for-3 with that one-out double to right field. I don't know, did that bounce off of the second baseman's foot? Did he literally boot it? Nonetheless, it came off the bat at 97 miles per hour. Okay, so it wasn't a missile, but it was stung by MJ, like most baseballs are when it comes to Melendez. Okay, so Brady, Vinny, Bobby, I don't know if there are. I don't believe that there's going to be a wrong answer. And you're not going to catch me saying anything negative about the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. 0-for-3 today. But much like I haven't sweat or never sweated the early season struggles of Brady Singer, I'm not sweating whatever you call the past few weeks for Vinny Pasquantino. You know, of the homegrown talent, you know, excluding Greinke and Salvi, excluding Hall of Famers or veterans, I don't know if there are two players on this team I have more confidence in, more so than Brady Singer and Vinny Pasquantino. I had a great talk with Vinny earlier today. Had to get his thoughts on the, you know, faking confidence and how difficult that is at the big league level. I could talk baseball with that young man all day. From the 816, Vern, what are your thoughts on whether or not the Royals will keep Bobby Witt Jr. long term? Well, man, you know, that's still pretty far away, right? We got at least four more years of team control when it comes to Bobby. Listen, of course they would love to keep him. There's no doubt. I don't think he's going to sign an extension when his current numbers don't reflect the type of player that I believe he is, and that I think, well, I know he believes he is, and I imagine the people around him believe him to be. So if he becomes the player that many of us expect him to, 800 OPS type of player, can the Royals afford that? The answer is yes. I believe they can afford that, especially with the new stadium coming down the pike. It really comes down, in my opinion, to... Man, that's just so far away, because I don't want to put it on the organization right now. I don't want to put it on Bobby Witt Jr. right now. I feel comfortable saying this. The time isn't right for an extension. I can't imagine Bobby would sign the type of deal that the Royals should offer. Not that you're going to embarrass the kid and lowball him to where he is agitated, but I don't think it would be... I don't believe it to be proper to offer him that Julio Rodriguez contract right now. And if I'm him, if I'm his old man, if I'm anyone in his camp, I'm starting with Julio Rodriguez. And if you're not willing to offer that right now, I understand. But we believe Bobby to be even better. So there's a long way to go, another four-plus seasons when it comes to the soon-to-be 23-year-old. And who knows? Again, Brady and Lynch, you know, if they become the top two in this rotation, if you can go out and make a trade, make a free agent signing, if you can improve this rotation, if you can put a winner on the field next year and start to build something and win, you know, maybe he becomes this generation's Eric Hosmer, where you go, yeah, your numbers are good, maybe not extraordinary, but your clubhouse presence, the face that you are of this franchise, you are the total package. You check all the boxes. Here's a nine-figure deal. They offered that to Eric Hosmer. He took more to go elsewhere. And Bobby will likely have a similar offer and a similar option. Thanks for listening. Text line's always open for you. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, if you are driving to the K feeling good with the windows down, what song is playing on your car stereo? Signed, Stefan. Well, it's not normally driving to. It's normally driving from. Like today, driving home. You know, I'm a radio guy, as you would assume. So I'm, and my car's very, very old. Yeah, so I'm at the mercy of whatever is on the radio. But the first name that comes to my mind is normally, you want me smiling, you want me moving? Give me some Michael Jackson on the way home. Give me some Prince on the way home. That'll get me going. But yeah, there's some great classic rock stations. There's some terrific rock stations and a pair of very good hip-hop stations as well. So I'll find that song that'll get me going, Stefan. Don't you worry about it. Stefan continues to write, Vern, I realize the Rockies lineup isn't exactly murderer's row, but as mentioned, one important storyline this weekend has been the quality of Royal starting pitching. Lyles, Lynch, and Singer all delivered very solid performances, and it's absolutely something to build on moving forward. Signed, Stefan. Yeah, great stuff, man. Always appreciate you listening. From the 913, Vern, with the Miami Marlins waiting for the Royals to arrive, is Luis Arraez the toughest hitter the Royals will face so far this season? It's a good question. Way to be locked into Major League Baseball. Is it sad that I'm surprised that people pay attention to anything outside of Kansas City? Well, I am. It's a very provincial sport. I'm always surprised when anyone is aware of what's going on outside of their little Kauffman Stadium bubble. But yeah, Luis Arraez hitting 392. He's hitting 392. Next closest is Freddie Freeman. By the way, Freddie Fromien has ruined my ability to say Freddie Freeman. Anyway, Freeman's hitting 336. Luis Arraez, 392. That's 1-2 in all of baseball. 392, second place, 336. Wow. Yeah, I think the only name that comes to mind that the Royals have faced that is possibly a better hitter, Ronald Acuna, right? Ronald Acuna has a better OPS, higher slugging. He's hitting 322, excuse me. So maybe Ronald Acuna, and boy, did he put on a show when he was here at Kauffman Stadium. But as far as a pure hitter, the Tony Gwynn of 2023, no doubt that's Luis Arraez. Arraez has an on-base percentage that also leads Major League Baseball, an on-base percentage of 445. Wow. Now, looking forward to watching him. Let's go to Tyler, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Always nice hearing from you, Tyler. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Doing well. It was awesome to hear Brady Singer live on the show. Looking forward to more of that. Totally in agreement with the text line on that. But start with a couple thoughts from the game. Congrats to Mikel Garcia. You know you've got some big league pop when you're hitting it out of the yard oppo at Kauffman Stadium.
No doubt.
Yeah, haven't really seen a ball bounce twice on the top of the wall like that, but I'm sure glad it stuck over, that's for sure. And then going to that fifth inning, Michael Massey's RBI single. MJ Melendez, nice job getting to second base on that. I know.
I was nervous when he rounded first, Tyler.
Yeah, but I mean, you hear a lot the adage of, you know, when you pop up and you're maybe going through a slump, the least you can do is maybe take out your frustration by running the ball out. And we've talked a lot about the body language of MJ during these losing stretches over the last couple weeks. And maybe there was a little bit of anger coming out in that mad dash to second base. But yeah, sure, I'm glad he got there and glad Michael Massey got him in. And to go back to your question earlier on, I'm in complete agreement. It all starts with pitching on the top three Royals, Singer, Lynch, and Bobby. And you know, what really excites me is that I think all three of them have sky-high potential, and it exists in somewhat different spheres. I think with Brady Singer, is there a game too big for him? Going back to pitching in the SEC and the College World Series back in 2017 and what he did to the Yankees and the Dodgers last year, what he's got between the years, I think is phenomenal and certainly something to build on. Daniel Lynch, the tools are all there. Big lefty, kind of a funky delivery, four-pitch mix. That'll be fun to watch moving forward. And then Bobby, the raw talent. It's funny to see. We get so many complaints about, we want to see Bobby's on-base percentage higher. We want to see the chase rate lower. And it seems like the whole world crumbling down on Bobby Witt Jr. sometimes, and he's still pacing for a 20-homer, 50-stolen base season. So it's incredible what the kid's doing, even in what feels like a down year. So great to talk to you, Vern. Great to be out of Kauffman once again, and see you next Monday against Cincy.
Yeah, great job. Great job as always, Tyler. Tremendous points across the board. I could piggyback on that Bobby Witt Jr. point, but I thought you said it pretty well. The kid is so very impressive. Okay. I got to. I'm sorry. You guys know me. I'm a windbag. But I just keep going back to the fact I remember watching the draft, almost exactly 4 years ago today. Bobby Witt Jr. is selected. Jim Callis comes on and says, he's the best shortstop prospect I've seen since Alex Rodriguez. And I think he's going to make the same kind of impact at Kauffman as Patrick Mahomes is making across the parking lot. Oh, my God. Kid hasn't even put on big league spikes. Hasn't even put on professional spikes yet. And he's compared to A-Rod and the most aesthetically pleasing quarterback in the history of the sport? My God! And he was aware of all of it. He knew the pressure. He knew what you guys wanted from him and still want from him. Because he wants it even more. And you see it with the way that he plays. I was talking about it earlier today with a few members of the media. You know, you're never just like what Tyler said about MJ Melendez. Yeah, you're frustrated, take it out on the base paths. And he certainly did with that hustle double with one out in the fifth inning. He comes around to score what turns out to be the game-winning run, courtesy of Michael Massey's single to right field. I don't know if I've seen poor body language from Bobby Witt Jr. before. And his mistakes are never a mistake for, you know, lack of caring, lack of hustle, lack of want to. It's too much want to, almost too much hustle, too much energy, tad bit too eager. But that to me is just youth. That's what comes with being young. You know, 99.9% of the time being young is great. It's only a few drawbacks to youth, and inexperience being the largest of them all. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let me run through this Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, is there anyone in the minors that you are excited to be brought up this year? That's a tough way to ask it because, you know, congratulations to anyone that makes their big league debut. Excited? I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone that's going to be brought up this year. Maybe if Alec Marsh can get a look. I don't know. That seems like that's a ways away. I see Anthony Veneziano's going to make the start, his third start at AAA. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes from now. I mean, there's a few relievers right now at AA that got some impressive stuff. Do they debut, talking about Cruz or Chamberlain? I don't think so. No. To answer your... Now, there are some impressive arms in the minor leagues. AA, high A, low A. Very impressive bats right now at high A as well. You look at those 2-3-4 hitters right now for the Quad Cities Ball Club. Those guys are impressive. But as far as debuting this year, making it, no. Nobody that jumps out right now to me. To the question of your top three Royals, the most important players to this organization moving forward. From the 573, Vern, my three are Singer, Lynch, and Waters. Because Vern, if Drew Waters can't handle center field, then who will? Because in my opinion, Kyle Isbell is a 4A outfielder. All right, well, you know you and I agree, Singer and Lynch. Yeah, I can't fight you on Drew Waters. You make a good point about center field. Now, Kyle Isbell can handle center field. Defensively, he can handle center field. Yeah, maybe his bat is a 4A bat. Maybe. But defensively, he can hold it down. And if, you know, Bobby hits consistently, if Massey is that quality bat, you can have one or two spots up the middle where you sacrifice some offense for defense. And if you got Vinny at first and Massey at second, Garcia at third and Bobby at short, Salvi behind the dish, Prado and Melendez flanking that center fielder, I'm fine with Isbell. I hope he can hit at a higher clip than he has. I hope Drew Waters works out. But if one of these four positions, catcher, second, short, center, one of them, in my opinion, I'm okay sacrificing offense for well above average defense, and that's what Kyle Isbell brings you. But your list, I like it. Singer, Lynch, and Drew Waters. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Bobby Witt, Brady Singer, and a player to be determined later are the three most important Royals. That's just not answering the question. You're trying to be slick, but that's not answering the question. Mike in Olathe writes in, Vern, I go Singer, Vinny, and the new stadium. Also, dial down the Bobby Witt Jr. I don't know what that says. Also, dial down. I don't get that. Okay, so Singer, Vinny, and the new stadium. I'm sorry. I don't Don't exactly understand what you were saying there at the end of that text. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, great game. Pitching didn't walk anyone. But Vern, why is it if the pitcher gets close to 100 pitches, they think he's about done? Well, the numbers bear it out. The opponent's OPS, opponent's batting average, pitcher's earned run average, third time through, when you reach 90, 100 pitches, history says you're better off going to one of the flamethrowers out of the bullpen than a starting pitcher who's beginning to fade, facing hitters that are getting his timing down. They've had two chances, maybe more, opportunities to see what you're working with. But again, like I said, I thought Q took Singer out at the perfect time. To begin that sixth inning after that 16-minute rain delay, as I'm managing along with the game, I'm saying don't give Brady another chance against their five-hitter, Mr. Jones, who was 2-for-2 in his first two plate appearances against Brady. Didn't get that third. Instead, he faced Taylor Clark, who had him staring at a slider for strike three. Clark, by the way, now 13 consecutive scoreless appearances, spanning 14 innings. He's got 14 strikeouts in those 14 innings. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, loving the pitching, raiding the zone, 14 punchouts, no walks. Yes, indeed, fourth time in franchise history, something like that's happened. Let's go back to the phone calls, and let's hear from Dan in KCK. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Josh. How about your great performance, 7 Ks in 5 innings? Yeah, Colchero did a good job getting him out after the 15-minute rain delay and going to the bullpen, and great job by Michael Massey and the home run by Garcia. I thought it was a home run all the time, even though the umpire took about 5 minutes. I thought it was going to hit the wall, then went over. I thought it was going to be the home run, so good job for Michael Garcia's first career home run. Let's have a good road trip, Josh. Take care of the fish. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. From the 913, Rally Mantis giving us his list. Number one, Zach Greinke. Number two, Brady Singer. Number three, Scott Barlow. All right. From the 816, Vern, what is Aroldis Chapman's trade value at this point? Well, I would think very good. I mean, you've been watching. He pumps 101 past their leadoff hitter for a strikeout. He gets Jurickson Profar to pop out on the second pitch. And he pumps 102 past McMahon for the third and final out. He needs 10 pitches to embarrass three batters. Not too shabby. I'd say he is, as far as the expiring contracts, there's no question he's the most valuable trade chip you have. I think we could have a debate of who's more valuable, him or Barlow. All right, Chapman's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. Scott Barlow, you get another year of control. You trade for Barlow, you have him as your closer, your setup man in 2024. Honestly, I think Barlow might be able to garner more in return than the flame-throwing southpaw Aroldis Chapman. We got an update. We know who is starting tomorrow. Well, opening tomorrow, we always kind of assumed it was going to be Mike Myers, as he's deserved another look after throwing, six perfect innings in St. Louis. He'll take the hill tomorrow after Carlos Hernandez opens the game in Miami. So it's going to be Carlos Hernandez facing Marlins left-hander Braxton Garrett. It's a 5:40 first pitch, which means the on-deck show begins at 4:30 right here on 610 Sports Radio. So again, the pitching matchup, Braxton Garrett for the Fish, Carlos Hernandez for the Boys in Blue. Hey, thanks to Grant Nicholson for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for the phone calls and the tweets and the text messages. Thanks to Brady Singer for joining us. Thanks to Sam Mellinger for connecting us to Brady Singer. Thanks to Brady Singer for pitching his tail off and the bullpen. Way to go, Royals. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.